May all sentient beings enjoy happiness and the cause of happiness. May they be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May they never be separate from the great happiness devoid of suffering. And may they dwell in the great equanimity that is free from attachment and aversion. And I think 150, page 150, verses 93. So always these chapters are wisdom chapter, important. Which is usually it's important for us to know. It's saying all phenomena, including our body, speech, and mind, including the sensory organs and what we perceive from these eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose, tongue, body, all the rest, kind of. That is, we should, not only our body, we feel very strong feelings and our mind very capable to know and thoughts, could rise with different thoughts. From then we think we will maybe easily to think this is a real and this is a truly exist phenomenon. And how, why and Buddhist kind of philosophy and the Buddha consider emptiness is great wisdom. Why not like existence is great wisdom. So because we have a rise our all attachment and suffering from this kind of a misunderstood that proper kind of a whole situation, we only experience partial phenomenon that we felt that capable to know, capable to kind of a use our own ability to interact with all phenomena. That is our world. So each individual have their own unique kind of sensibilities or alertness, degree of alertness. So they're in their own comfort zone, they feel their world is in that picture, in particular this one person who perceive those kind of for their own. But overall, it's saying what we normally experiencing is not a whole situation, not things as it is, kind of we look at things as it is, but we perceive, manipulate things. This is not kind of selected by our kind of motive, driven by our own kind of temporary motive to drive to know things. But in samsara, we're already in this condition due to certain karmic relations. So that's why in the beginning we were born recycling in or rebirth or cyclic existence or continuing, becoming, forming and seizing all the time during the processing our life. And during those times, we have most of the time, we are not aware to see deep kind of a nature of emptiness. Everything is empty. For a certain kind of a degree, may not that difficult to know. For example, we all experiencing dreams, and when we wake up, we identify those dreams are false or illusion, but they are appearing in our experience. Impermanence, we also experiencing different constant change, so we can see there are no stable things there. But emptiness is more profound than just kind of surface level or gross level change and unstable. We knew this situation. So for fundamentally, we can say because each phenomenon or each unique individual term, particles even, or conceptual terms in the subjective experience or what we perceive as an object, these, they don't have a for everlasting kind of ability to exist by their own ability. So that's why we say those things who you, if you find anything, one thing, kind of they have a, their own nature, they have a, their own unique nature that is not rely on, depend on any other phenomenon, not like a, conditioned things or compound things are not existent. If you find one, then you will find eternal. You find the everlasting things. So, if you find the eternal or things are existent forever, then these nature cannot do anything against kind of their own unique thing. So, as we see, all phenomena rises, ceases because of their kind of a causality, depends on cause and the result or cause and the conditions. So when the cause meet a condition and then things arises, when these conditions or part of ceases, then the causal cannot kind of maintain. So cease, same time these things disappears. So you can see these are conditioned kind of phenomenon. So this is one thing we kind of know. There is no forever remaining things. This is a kind of a first, because everything is changing and it's like that. So, and then second, then there is anything, if we say eternal, then it's, it must be forever lasting and not dependent on others. But things are dependent on everything. It depends on kind of, there is a certain meet criteria. So you should say all things are compound. So that means we are depends on other conditions to exist. And like we say long and short, left and right, or anything like that, you have a, if you cannot use reference, say left, how you can say right? Or there's a no kind of permanent long and short. It's all relative concept. For this, compared to that is long, or compared to this concept, this use, this is short or long. But there's no absolute long and short. So all other things are like that. And everything depends on the condition and it depends on the reference. So that also shows the lacking of everlasting or intrinsic nature. And then third criteria for, if you say eternal, everlasting, independent, and the kind of rely on other things. So if you not rely on other things, you have to say you are only unique or independent. So this is a saying, or particles, if there is a compound elements of those particles, then that it's not unique because they are associated with the other elements. Then it's a dividable, and it's a kind of a anything compound, definitely impermanent. So that cannot be independent or unchanging kind of a quality is not there. So usually we say anything is empty or so-called emptiness of nature, a lacking of ever-remaining nature, then we use these three criteria. So nothing ever remaining, nothing is kind of fully independent, nothing, there is no kind of absolute concept, only kind of relative concept. If you say any remaining things in within realm of subject and object, this part is talking about our own kind of like machine, our own body, as we already explained in this book, body itself, and then feelings. Now we are still, let's see, in the feeling part, and how feeling rises, exists by our own functioning, how feeling functions with this, within this body, and with contact with outside or the external kind of world. Then this is a body, as we said, it's like a machine. We generally categorize this function with three parts. One is the I may use these words, like if you have a camera or a video camera or anything like that, you need the physical structure for this camera capable to perceive things, capture the kind of image. And so this body itself is designed for kind of you can reach outside and you can perceive some information. And for this camera, you need not only the camera ability capable to perceive information from externally, but also you need like electrics, like a battery. Yeah, you need a battery. Otherwise, without the battery, any machine is kind of lifeless. So they cannot function. So for this, what we're saying is energy support our mind or consciousness. We can say our consciousness is the, if we may say so, maybe not precisely kind of right example, but it's roughly it's that kind of concept there, is there. So we need mind in order to perceive information. We need this physical structure in order to kind of in form of a human being, we can say what he kind of why I heard or hear or heard or what do we see. So you can share with the other people, say this is a right color, this is a music or anything like that. Maybe for other animals, it's different. When we say yellow, they may not see same thing. Even human beings, some people like that. If we say this is a kind of a music, or for them maybe just noise, maybe not consider them as a music. For some animals, maybe do have the same kind of feeling. And then, of course, there is a kind of your perceivable image or perceivable object is there. You have those three functions. Then we felt like perceiving. So this is, as we said, eye organ, ear organ, and nose, and the tongue, and the whole body kind of neural system and the abilities, the capabilities, the potential of this body to perceive things. Why we appoint, there are so many organs, why we should use these five organs, or sensory capabilities, because these are kind of gate, open gates towards external, you perceive information from external directly for use or for your survival or other means. And then mostly is a speech, mind, and the speech, mind, the speech, and the body. Then within this body, eye, ear, nose, tongue, these are kind of direct experience. We normally share our experience through this kind of a channel or things. So, and then if you, for this five, gate or gates, then there must be, if this body, as we said before, it's just a body, if you are unconscious, if you are dead, or even in your sleeping time, you may not deep sleep, for example, you may not able to perceive so much kind of fresh and vivid image or sound. So you have to be more conscious. So these are also within these five kind of sensory kind of structures, you must have with this mind to read information or observe information. So we say this is a eye consciousness, that we can see many things, and the ear consciousness, we can hear different, we can identify, or it can in different, for example, if a simple image, if we don't have a very sensory, a conscious to work on these organs or structures, if that is not very detailed, or consciousness is not able to, for example, some people have had some brain damage or something, they cannot do certain things, even the kind of same language, then you can see physical kind of damage, or for some people maybe have a kind of old age, or they have a other reason. Maybe they are not old age, they are very pretty young, but due to kind of certain psychological condition, they cannot suddenly become crazy, or they don't know anything, like act normal. So these are possible. So consciousness, eye consciousness, ear consciousness, and nose, tongue, or the whole kind of a body to feel things. These are separate kind of from the structural organs. And then the eye, or for example, eye organ and eye consciousness have their unique object. You cannot use your eye to hear music. You cannot use your ear to see things. So that means they have a kind of a design, this particularly for perceiving certain kind of a selected information or objective things. So when you feeling these arises from hearing and seeing, that is kind of through these five objective kind of perceivable object. For example, we use eyes to see color, form, and and then sound, and then and then the smell, and the texture of flavor, and then we have this feeling, or warm or rough or smooth, or these feelings, touching, or this texture, or these feelings. So for this, of course, it's not simple. it's very complicated and a variety of way to hearing and seeing. This way our ear and able to serve kind of mind to kind of offer so many different details, then our language can be complicated and profound, or we can say use these language to communicate even different language, or use similarly. This is serving the organs can perceive image or external object or phenomenon informations, then to provide it to further in each consciousness to kind of make so many detail differences, varieties of information, then mind can read or can explain what is kind of the means or differences. So in these, make mind happy or unhappy or neutral, or so many kind of varieties of links with the mind, rich information. So for this part, if he is saying these are general feeling at what we felt, feelings are also coming from providing from these sensory organs generally. Of course, you have a memory feelings or kind of just the image created by your own mind to kind of a narrative to describe to yourself. And some people, even kids, they are doing nothing but they're dialoguing with people seemingly, or they have a lot of daydream or imaginations and even hallucination for some people maybe. These comes. But what he's saying, this is a kind of relative functions. If you go details, how it is work, anything rises or any phenomena exists for us is real. For example, as we said, these processing and the, like a factory is our sensory organ, and these, like as we said, image, video camera, or these, they have to kind of pointing to what you want to catch, image or sound, and also like the batteries, and also this material, physical material, this camera. So then for use purpose, special purpose, they don't have an independent mind for camera, but the human beings acting agent as a to operating this camera. So similarly, this is a sixth consciousness. As we said, this agent to operate whole kind of five sensory organs and use the five consciousness and this color and the sound and this flavor or texture. These are used by the mind. And mind can feel, there arise different feeling pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral, these things. Generally, we can categorize as these. So neutral feelings are less. And the pleasant feeling may be kind of a, for general people, it's a little more. And unpleasant feeling is worries and behavior, kind of more thinking of negative is more. These are also happens if one cannot kind of transform their own mind and be, some people in society also often say, be a positive, or you know how your mind functions, then you have ability to kind of drive your or transform your mind more neutral, negative move to neutral, neutral kind of feelings move to more positive, so you be a more blissful and a happier person. And then in this chapter, we are not only saying how we roughly kind of have this idea, how these kind of functions working in our body, but it's saying we should know any phenomenon that exists there have, if you go further detail, roughly in grosser level, everything working perfectly. But if you go further detail, then you will see anything you think is reliable, it's unreliable. Anything you think it's truly exists, it's kind of fossil. It's like mirage. If you say we are not totally denying anything existing phenomena, we are saying they have no intrinsic nature, and then that you have a free from that kind of a, because of real, so you brought so many information, with those information, so many burdens, so many kind of frustration or anger, or any kind of you think because this is real, so you have a basis to act accordingly, and also with the kind of a feeling of real. So that is trapping ourselves, we are in trapped in those kind of feelings and information. So here was also uncoding or kind of decoding those structure, what we kind of have this information and feelings. If you go the other side or deeper side, closer is look or insight, more detail, then you will see everything is vanishing or like a dream, like a rainbow that is all have no real existence. So we don't need too much kind of grasping to anything, any emotions, any feelings. So here, 93, if between the sense of a sense power and a thing, there's a space. How will the two terms meet? If there's no space, they form a unity. And therefore, what is it that meet with that? So we're firstly talking about the two level or two parts. As we said before, similarly, first one is our kind of sensory organs and the perceive through organ. You can perceive certain phenomena, these objective phenomena, these two parts. If you say eye organ, ear organ, nose, so on, and you can perceive similar kind of a form, sound, and smell, these things. So when you see things, that is a more scientific kind of questions here. It's also, I think, realms or domain of the scientific investigation, and these are already very clear. That's saying, when you think you've seen certain object as we normally experience, actually it's a twisted information. We don't see real kind of external things, but we only experiencing reflections of that kind of object in our own kind of eye organs. So it's a kind of a similar with the camera kind of a structure. So we have a similar eye, how we eye perceiving. These are very clear. So it's saying we are not directly kind of touching those things, but through light or through the objective object things, kind of bounding back that light to our organ, then we felt we see object, objective things, color, and also same as the color, it's especially kind of can emphasize the, can say that part. All color we see is kind of objective experience. We think color is a subjective kind of things that every can one who is not colorblind can see these things. If I point a red color, mostly everybody can say this is red. If you reach a kind of particular, genuine kind of right red. And then for this object, we all think this is red. And without color, without kind of sunlight, is that still red? Normally we think, oh, that definitely this is red. Anyway, it doesn't matter you see or that it's kind of depends on how you see it, the dark night or daylight, but it should be red. But actually, the red is kind of a, if you can say there is some relationship with the sound and this wave, different kind of a wave, from that objective, the object. But it's also without your human kind of eyes or special kind of condition, you have could that light, that color, not necessarily is on this object. So and also some according to some people's study. Said there is a kind of a living beings can see more color than us, then they may see very differently. Some people, some animals or these have a less capability to see color. So for them, it's different color. And even we can say, without light, there is no color for them. But our kind of unique, physical structure give us some survival kind of a based kind of ability. So make differences, differentiate things for kind of a, so these are kind of full, and even we can say we are not seen as it is, but we are seeing something with our kind of a meet our own need for survival or something, or our karmic image, you can say. Where these things are, way of perceiving, as we said. Sound also same. We think, oh, this sound is from that, particular kind of movement or something. Is that right? You think you can identify like I, you can see things and also pointing out where this is it, how far is it, you can predict. Similarly, we have this ability, but as we said before, eye consciousness, how working and reflecting some radio kind of a light to see things, and we only see our kind of reflections. We don't see the real things. So I also, ear also seen. So for this, we, for through study, we know this situation. And here is more important is saying these two things, eye organs and perceived images, they're never kind of, they don't touch. It's like this. One second. It says that these two are, if you say two situations, one is meet eye organ, and with this object can meet with this kind of space distance with this situation. So. Of course, for example, eye organ is here, object is maybe 1 meter or 1 kilometer far. You can directly say, oh, this is kind of a light, kind of a through light, I saw it. Otherwise, I cannot say it's not necessary or it's impossible if you use contact directly. But this contact means physical contact by the different means. Or if you say light, then maybe there is a contact. There is a contact, definitely. So it's a reflections on that light. But for particles, it's really scientific, I think, more questions about this. But the tradition of the Buddhist teaching of how he's saying is because any kind of these abilities or contact have to be meet. If in this light you see, in this case, maybe you can say it's light. Two objects is not contact directly, but it's through light. It's observing kind of things, shape and color and these on. And then, if they're so then we would like to say, well, we are not perceiving the object contacting this, what we normally, seemingly, we think we are looking for a particular object. Actually, we are looking for, we are not contacted directly by this object, but it's an object of a light. So we don't say we contact light, and then we know things objectively. Objective things is there, so identify objective things. And similarly, if you say the organs and objective objects, if they are kind of two partially or wholly kind of a meet, then these are become a one. So if they can meet, become another one and another form completely kind of a meet or kind of exchange that fully or partially, then how we can, especially here is a fully kind of a meet, then how we can say this is a no more, after that meeting, no more can divide or can differentiate those kind of contact due to the all become one, two become one. Like if you two water, drop of water put together, then how you can differentiate which one is a left and right or the bottom and top to meet this together. The purpose is saying they never really meet. They never become one. So our perceiving the certain kind of information, and these are a grosser level, we felt everything smoothly happening, but in detail, they never become one, they never be meet. So these, what we think we saw, we get it, and these feelings are kind of level of a relative. If for more detail, deeper level of feelings, they never kind of, you didn't really meet and perceive. So if you meet, then that two become one, or these they continue on the continue more further explanation downward. No penetration can there be of a particle by particle, for they are both in same lacking of a volume. But if they do not penetrate, they do not merge. And if they do not merge, there is no encounter. So if for in particle levels, if a particle, yes, particle and the particle, because they have indivisible, for example, we say basic particles, they have a, suppose have a similar kind of a weight or similar size. So how can kind of these basic particles can kind of replace or merge another next other one? So if you have a glove bigger than your hand, then you can wear it a little bit bigger, fit in your hand. Otherwise, if you're kind of a same, like a ring, if you have a ring little bigger than your finger, then you can take on, take off. Otherwise, if you, that is exactly with the kind of similar size of your finger, then you cannot wear it. Similarly, the basic particles should be same, so then how they can replace or merge, become one. And then also basic particle is idea of basic particle in Buddhist, we don't, even in Mahayana, mind-only school and Madhyamika, they never claim there is a basic particles kind of a relative world, there, everything, mountain and particles there. But if you say non-dividable particle or more furthermore, they not saying there is a kind of subtlest kind of elements or object or material existed. So all should be down to the lacking of all transient nature and emptiness. So there is nothing. If you find a single hair or single kind of item is fully existed by themselves, unique way, as we said, the three criteria is a kind of a long lasting and not depend on other kind of elements. Not, it's not compound, and they have their own independent uniqueness. These, if you find one, then all whole kind of theory of emptiness could be in trouble. But in you, anything you find is like a scientific community try to continue to divide all material things. You look more further detail, then eventually develop the quantum theory. So I think they are more closer to Madhyamika philosophy. So in this, so for indivisible particles, this is the kind of Sotantika and Vivashika, these two, as we said, four school of Buddhist kind of in two, in following Theravadan tradition or the basic vehicle, not only Theravada, but and then mind only school and the middle way school is Mahayana philosophical school series. And then for this two, Theravadan tradition, they were talking about two basic particles. It's non-divisible particles from space or the compound level. They don't, they say this is the subtle and final kind of a detail, the most subtle kind of elements exist, can be exist. But these are no kind of particular directions, these particles. Then if you say you meet something, become one, you should merge in from directions. If you don't have a direction, is indivisible, then how you can kind of perceive or how you can meet with these. so it's said, but if they don't penetrate, which you penetrate, you need the direction, and they do not merge. It's not possible to merge. And if they do not merge, there is no longer encounter. So feelings, we feel very strong feeling. It's very powerful. Even sometimes it's more powerful than our logical mind. But if you go more detail, what is the feeling, how it's functioning, how it's working, and how we got these feelings, then we have a doubt, fundamental doubt, not a doubt about particular feeling, but the feeling itself is kind of baseless, kind of a karmic images, karmic behaviors, and a certain kind of humanness behaviors. Otherwise, there's no absolute truth in feelings. For how could anyone accept that that is a particleless, partless could be said to meet? And you must show me if you ever saw a contact taking place between two partless things. And so here, Shantideva was giving kind of a teasing to, I think, a little bit on this side. If you, anyone, you can, so, let's see, and if you must show me, what is the partless of could be said to meet, if you must show me, and if you must show me, if you ever saw. It's like that. So, consciousness is immaterial, and so one cannot speak of contact with it. A combination too has no reality. Just as we have previously shown. So this is similarly Nagarjuna, he said, fundamental wisdom, in fundamental wisdom, anything rises from kind of dependent rises dependent origination or dependent originated things, or depends on other things to rise, things like a phenomena dependent on each other, compound, and then these phenomena, or what we're talking about, emptiness, is this, these forms are emptiness. These emptiness, nature have these, because of emptiness, these form can be rises, otherwise impossible. Never rise or rise, kind of a one dimension, something like that, if it is, if there is a nature. And this is why it's called these phenomena are fossil. And also this is meant to middle way. Don't fall into nihilism, not in a kind of a eternal, these kind of two extreme, but it said we recognize and these phenomena existed by relativity. In ultimate level, there is no roots, baseless for these phenomena saying they are real. And for this especially, and now we firstly talking about organs and the object to meet, how they meet, and then talking about the partless and this situation, indivisible particle, it's partless. And now we are more into third kind of a dimension of this. You need three, right? Consciousness, organ and consciousness and objects or anything. Then now we're talking about the consciousness itself. Consciousness, are these rises, but these are not material. Yeah, immaterial. These are not, you cannot any use any physical identity concept to capture consciousness. And that's why we say consciousness and form are the different categories. And then that's why these different, just if you say meet, it's difficult to say. So, and so one cannot speak of contact with it. this is not kind of in one realm for roughly, as we said, everything working, but for detail, very difficult. So, and the combination, some people say, oh, that must be form and consciousness, body and mind should be kind of working as a combination. So that is a two, no reality. That more detail is down there. And this is because of, normally, that's why if you say, use any facility, scientific kind of methods, looking for mind is impossible. No, even today, we have so many developed, sophisticated facilities to serve scientific investigation and research, but never anyone said, we find mind. May not, they say we have found some phenomenal reaction or kind of a, because of a consciousness, so certain movement or certain chemical reactions, these means something. As we said, we use our mind to move our body, arms and legs, and we stand and we sit like we speak. These, you can say, it's like a gross level. If we say brain level, these cells or neurons are passing information to here and there. But for otherwise, you cannot really say you, they think this is just mind, that's all. That is all about mind. But it's a phenomenon of consciousness, you can say. Some people say mind is a concept and the emotion, and that is also a product, or we can say phenomenon of the mind. But if you say other than this, is their mind, if you use these kind of way of material things, sound, form, feelings, you can catch through this material facility to try to find mind. It's this is the kind of wrong approach. And then how we should look at aspect of mind. Then also, it's like similarly to other phenomenon. If you say there is a bottle or kind of ball, or any car or anything, tree, you say this is existed right there. But this is a phenomenon of a compound kind of elements. If you, anything, some certain element is not there, so this cannot be exist or will not exist. Like tree, without the soil, without sunlight, without the kind of all kind of seasons and term of the cycle, water or anything, certain elements that never be there and then won't continue to be there. So similarly, these are kind of interrelated phenomena. It's saying you cannot, this form as a tree is product of this kind of a large environment or compound elements, functions, or kind of a compound result, but doesn't mean there is a fundamentally one thing existed independently or objectively for in the deep kind of a subtle level. So then here it's saying our mind, because this is a not, as we said, not similar as other material kind of qualities, very different. So they cannot directly meet objective things. If your mind is like a objective, there may be more possibility to you can meet other forms, and then because of this. So, and then that is a combination, third one. He said, if this is a a combination too has no reality. That means our eye, the organs, sensory organs, and then with the consciousness, with the object, objects, these four varieties of perceivable objects, then we can say our feeling and the feeling of happiness or unhappy is real. Then that is also said it's false. This is not reality. Each, if you say, like organs and then object cannot meet and cannot become one, and then mind and objective things are not kind of same qualities or capable to kind of directly to meet. And then this is from the penetrating these idea towards emptiness. So it's a kind of these three main elements combine. It's not working as the same thing. And because it's all about these eye organs, or the physical organs and object can be divided towards, if it's a kind of compound, then you must be said there is elements of differences. Then these differences go down to partless, and then partless or even go further to kind of a space particle or these, then it's more kind of a, let's say, impossible to say in a gross level how these can meet because it's so too subtle. Then if therefore there is no touch or contact, once it is it that feeling takes rise, what purpose is there? Then in all our toil, for what is it indeed that it torments what? So, and then they said, because of this, from the subtle level, we don't really see those three major kind of functions are really functioning in contacting or doing in a very subtle level. You cannot say they have a real kind of a truth. They are providing kind of a solid information. As we said, yeah, they have a twisted information, sure, for sure, but if you go say eyes are really seeing what the things are, ears are hearing the, what is really, we have a, already know, you know, human beings can perceive through eyes certain realms of light, certain kind of rage or certain kind of a seven color or something, and other than that, so many others are cannot perceive directly by including red, not so. I don't know this about the seven color, and then ear also same. They have a certain range they can perceive the sound. Otherwise, they can, and or even those are have a preferences of a certain kind of a. Because of this structure, because of our karmic kind of abilities. So these are twisted, or even you say useful twisted information. And then with this, our feelings arises. And how reliable this feeling is, and then this feeling brought us so many kind of sufferings, and then pursuing because we think these are real. We are kind of hurting each other. We felt like we hurt by people. Our feeling is very important to us. We live a bit dependent on our feelings. So, but feeling itself, it's kind of a very, very false, or very kind of fuzzy kind of concept. And then, precious garland is they also said, if the seeds are fossil, and then if produced by that feast, is fossil seeds can be real. Is that possible to become a real? And that is saying actually what to, if you perceive other people feeling of others looks nice or they are very good and something bad or very negative, suspicious, all of these are dependent on our own kind of a condition. There, with our condition, you can find kind of objective conditions. So you may say, because of this person, he's kind of verbal, his kind of body actions and his motivation or driven by something, and actually their kind of the three doors, body, speech, and mind, they cannot be directly contacted to us in absolute kind of a point. Then what damage or what kind of a benefit bring to us is depends on our own kind of decision or our own perceptions. If you more negative karma, you meant to suffer because of any kind of a excuse or any kind of phenomenon, you can turn to make it to the negative. So it's a kind of a subjective karmic behavior and images that is more powerful than the all this we think relying on the objectively kind of giving you, you are perceiving, you are victim, you are the something kind of a, you are not responsible for your suffering or happiness. From the teaching point of view, you are the only person who is responsible for yourself. So for this, they say, others cannot really, of course, you say, oh, people can hurt me, punch me, or even kill me. What is that? And it said, for this, if we are in same level with different group of people, different like nations, we have a similar kind of ignorance, then we can do that in this realm, this level. But if you can see more detail, more profound level, then you will see we are not fooled by that kind of a the circle or these conditions. We are not bound or trapped by these conditions. We should see through and go beyond. For example, if somebody said something bad to you, if you think these sounds are real and this person is saying is very important to you and you're hearing it also no problem, you're able to differentiate the meaning, they get to the meaning, and then you're very angry. This is one person. But the next person also hearing same thing, some people yell at him, but he may think, oh, have maybe reduce the anger, but more compassion, possibly. Think, oh, he's kind of having wrong dimension of his kind of or destructive dimension he took. So that is dangerous, not only for me, but also for him. So in order not kind of like a father or mother to taking care of nasty child, they do have an extra mind to not only angry or force kind of back to kind of force, but it's more love is possible. And for another person, if you heard the same thing, if they even simply they don't speak the same language, they do maybe feel you are angry, but they don't hurt that much because they don't really kind of think that me sound have a real meaning, or they maybe not understand that meaning. Or even one third person who could fully understand what the person is saying, but it's sound. Sound cannot hurt you, but when you think that is kind of harmful and fearful and anything like that, or give you some kind of survival kind of a mechanism, jump towards this concept and lead in your mind, then can be very kind of effective in negative or other mean directions. So similarly, other is kind of equal, as there nowadays is an ecosystem. Karmic ecosystem is very more important. So purifying your own kind of behavior, habitual tendency, it's very important distortions that is a kind of a fundamental shifting. So for this, investigation is very important to shake the foundation of our belief of blind belief of things have a realness, and then give us so many platform to perform samsara kind of activities. So it's very important to reflect on this. Our feeling from causal level to investigate that part is finished. Now resultant feeling is that part. Since there is no subject for sensation, and the sensation two, subjective for sensation and the sensation two, like all existence, how is craving not rested? When all this is clearly understood. So already we've done kind of a study to see what is feeling and what who felt person who feel and both have a lacking of the intrinsic existence or this long lasting independent not compound kind of a situation is not there. So if one person understand the lacking of intrinsic existence or existence, then this person kind of before they're full of negative, destructive emotions, but since they realize deeply, reflect on this lacking of all existence, then the person free from attachment, free from craving, free from hatred, and these happen. So nowadays I heard also some say people who reflect on the quantum theories, they have a less kind of destructive emotions and less kind of craving or the grasping. Some people do have affected by their life through their study. Similarly, if there is no kind of feeling person, what is scale level of our, we are saying this experiencing all things are also more than the real. So, and also from the causal level, as we already from subtle level, how these meet our organs, object, and consciousness. These seeing is no base, real basis, reliable basis to raise our feelings, and kind of these realness is our karmic kind of a condition, and produce those fossil images. We base it on fossil images by our own condition. And then some sutra also said if one person have a strong craving towards something, food or sex or anything, then in a dream they can kind of have a produce those people or things. And in those times in the dream, you can feel and then kind of similar or kind of a closer to kind of real experiences happens in the dream. But when you wake up and then you didn't get anything, you realize that it's kind of a fossil and it's just produced by your own mind. And all living experience is like that, what we see. What we see and what we touch is stuff of dreams and mirages. If the feeling is coincident with the consciousness, it follows that it is not seen thereby. And then this is a, the dream is like illusion, that is the causal resultant of the feeling. That is, if you think, oh, that doesn't matter, cause and details, how work is, I felt what I felt, and then I will think this is real, then finally also doesn't matter what you think, you in the end, it's like that create, increase our kind of destructive, maybe more, this possibility will rise because of that realness, create more grasping, more extending the period of time we are in, stuck in samsara. And then this is a how people, person who felt these feelings, and then said what we seen and what we touch, the stuff is a dream and a mirage. And so then if the feeling, like these dream like feelings, these are coincident with the consciousness, that you can give it a meaning, and make it a more kind of rigid or active, stimulate or these feelings, then create more kind of a imagery, more variety or many things like we human being can do. So, but fundamentally, it's just said because of these feelings, you can, the mind, for example, I only can perceive image, but I cannot feel. Ear can hear voice, but cannot feel. I itself cannot say that means this or that. They kind of give, not giving a meaning. Because of feeling is the ability of a dimension or something about of mind, based on those conditions perceived, provided by these organs, five sensory feelings, five sensory kind of abilities. And then because mind is not different, kind of fundamentally, it's not from differentiate, you cannot differentiate feeling, say, this part of mind is feeling, this part of mind is kind of analyzing with these. So you cannot use your own eyes to look at your own eye. Similarly, mind also in this, you can visit, it's not fundamentally is saying in fundamental wisdom again in Nagarjuna's point, he said everything what you feel actually it's like a dream, like a mirage, as he said. We can say when this is caused by condition, causing the condition, certain things rises, certain things are maintaining, certain things are kind of ceasing, rising and ceasing, this happens, or one thing have this life or terms of rise and maintain and cease, and these, but fundamentally it's the same. No single event is have their own solid existence, including our kind of our feeling, that person kind of feel this and that is included. And then feelings and then mind, consciousness, if you say those are consciousness capture the feeling, then you should say that those are feeling and the consciousness is that merge simultaneously in same time. And then if there is that possible, then it's the same. You cannot say mind perceiving the feeling, because it arises same time, simultaneously, same time. That means they don't have to rely on the condition, precondition. So that is a thing. If you said these are feeling and mind is different, then it seems the kind of a feeling is independent from the consciousness, the mind. So it's not a lead or by mind, that feeling. It's a kind of irrelevant. So from this, that's why I said everything is like a dream, in the, because it's in a general feeling and levels, they have this mixed, or first have this feeling rises, produced by five sensory organs, provide information, and the feeling due to precondition or due to past experience, we have a judgment, we have a kind of analyzing power, we then see these are have a benefit or harmless over us, and we will see this is a kind of a, what kind of mood meet what kind of a different phenomenon, or our reaction could be different. But hear more about feelings and consciousness, how is there have a kind of interrelated relation, how this relation kind of affect each other, or is that the same kind of different aspect, or is necessary kind of a precondition for these. If the one rises first, the other after, memory occurs, and not direct sense, direct sensation. Sensation is without perception of itself, and likewise by other, it is not perceived. So this is just like I said before. And if it's said, if in mind, so for feeling and the consciousness, if one rises first and another one rises later, so for example, feeling rises first and the consciousness rises next, and what we reflecting on the feeling, that means the consciousness rises light later, then there's a, they are not to meet feeling, but they are recall that feeling, it's memory. So it's kind of the recall, it's like how we said, we are not directly seeing that object, but we are kind of seeing our picture of that object in our kind of our eye consciousness is seeing. What we think a feeling is directly into our mind, but actually it's a kind of a recall of a memory. And actually, memory occurs and not directly sensation. Sensation is without perceiving itself, without perception of itself. If you, so they are not able to kind of a self-sufficient, just feeling itself, and also, if we're not talking about consciousness, then also we can talking about the pure memories. If without these kind of two parts kind of interact, some in feeling in the rough level, they cannot function to know things and memorize. We call the memory. But if you say these are one, then it's you're creating your own kind of a. So it's let's see. It's similar. If we, memory and the consciousness, we often felt consciousness is primary kind of a ability or kind of a, in mind. Feeling is rises in certain time. Consciousness flows continuously. We cannot say, oh, we always maybe say feeling also coexistence kind of in the daily life feeling. But if we say, analyzing things, we cannot say we use our consciousness to kind of analyze my feeling. You cannot say I use my feeling to analyze my consciousness. Maybe in some dimension you will say this, but we will not rely on the feeling. This is why scientific research is not a feeling research. If it is a kind of feeling research, it's more kind of a subjective experience. If it's more kind of objective, you have to use your kind of a more conscious, cognitive kind of functions. So, abilities to search, research. So similarly, if you say these two are kind of two different kind of realms or two different kind of things or abilities, then kind of or either have an or they have an independent or kind of perceiving each other. So it is said likewise by another, it is not perceived. Sensation without perception itself, of itself. And then the agent of association has no real existence. The association, likewise has no being. What damage, therefore, can be cessation to do it? This is aggregates deprived of itself. So it's all generally, it's saying, since there is no perceiving or feeling, and that person and the feeling are have no real kind of a means or in the ultimate level, and who can say these fossil like a dream, like a mirage, like these feelings can harm baseless kind of the person of a feeling is also compound elements or five aggregates also not intrinsic existence. So we felt something, somebody, some other phenomenon arises or certain appearances make me feel very difficult, and then we like it, we don't like it, we kind of satisfied, dissatisfied, or many things arises. But for more detail and what we know, not realm of a normal experience and what normally we think, but if we go more detail to hold this body machine and what the function and the perceiving related to all kind of entire universe or what we kind of normally experience, and perceive this information, then we will say the subject object both have a lacking of intrinsic existence. So or any positive or negative feelings, especially negative feelings, are bothering us very much. We behave because of this, we behave very differently, very destructively. So for these we should analyze, since there is a person and a feeling of this by person, it's not, there is no realness, and all what we have is a gross level real, but subtle level, and finally we say this is a kind of a illusion, like illusory feelings, and then this could not be harm you if you were able to penetrate or insight, have raised your insight to see it, nothing to harm, nothing kind of a damage done to your own, only damage done by person, by themselves, through illusion, through the perception. They take a decision, they take a kind of approach, and then if it's a wrong method, wrong motivation, or negative motivation, driven by a negative motive, then many consequences, and many, of course, it's relative consequences, it's a mirage-like consequences, but we don't know. We think it's real, based on real, and then more kind of a feeling of real. So many problems also, we felt it's real. And then, next one, the mind within these, within senses does not dwell. It has no place in outer things like form. And in between, the mind does not abide. Not out, not in, not elsewhere, can the mind be found? So now it's because first the body, research body, then feeling, now mind, and then phenomenon, these four parts. Mind, firstly, divide, also look at the mind itself, and there are many ways to research the mind. If you look at the mind in sensory organs, sensory ability to perceive objects, so it's in the objects in the six consciousness or five or six consciousness, you find the mind, kind of how, what kind of ability we have to perceive mind. And mind is not a body, and not out of the body, something kind of other than, kind of, we are not looking at the computer, think this is my mind, or house, or any kind of ground, or elements of water, fire, these. We're difficult to say this kind of mixed with this body and the mind, how it is mixed, because as we said before, how many nowadays surgeries done, many people lost some partial of their body and organ transferring, changing these. You can see which one you organs you are identifying the home of your consciousness. And some people believe mind and the separation from body. That's of course, in a subtle level. But normally what we are saying is within this body, we are talking about our mind. So mind also, if you go more details, then you find no slice kind of reality, realness, according to our, they have a fundamental self nature, kind of self, intrinsic self kind of nature. So that's why I called mind is, nature in nirvana. Or some people say, like a very famous one, Sahara, also he said, samsara, actually it's nirvana. Nirvana and samsara, no differences. That means they have a fundamental level. Of course, relatively, we think in nirvana, if not we think it's possible to achieve that kind of to achieve that peace without any disturbance of a mind. And samsara is full of disturbance and a scattering mind, and one is not scattering, totally kind of a resting, not disturbed mind. And the other one is a constantly disturbing mind, continuing forming and a cycling mind. But they also both have the fundamental nature of emptiness. Doesn't matter it's a empty, the samsara, cyclic existence or all phenomena or nirvana. They both have a fundamental kind of a emptiness in shunyata or in these. I think we're going to stop here now. Dedication prayers as the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shyamagabhadra as well, and all dedicate all this virtue following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a supreme by all the victorious one throughout three times, all of the fundamental virtues I have are fully dedicated to practicing discipline. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing. From stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death, from the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom and attain two secret kayas that rises from merit and wisdom. Through this goodness, may omniscience be attained, and thereby may every enemy, mental defilement, be overcome. May beings be liberated from the ocean of samsara, which is troubled by waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. And we will have one more. May the lives of glorious masters be secure, may all beings enjoy happiness and peace. May we all accumulate merit and wisdom, purifying all negative karma, and sweetly reach enlightenment. Today our class, it's like a form of body, sensory feelings, and my consciousness, the mind or consciousness. And from this, it's important teaching and element that is saying, don't too much grasp what we think it's a conceptual experience, feelings, these two. Feelings are the primary kind of a source produce our emotions. And the concept also lead to those emotions blindly sometimes also, and make it enlarging those feelings and make it powerful, like tornado or like an earthquake, or sometimes people are fighting and doing many things. And then our feelings, these consciousness, if you have a more reflecting on those, how these forms, feelings rises, and then that is a kind of a approach that we can not become slave of our feelings, and then how we can kind of transform this conceptual distortion and the feeling of emotion, you know, emotional kind of obscurations. For this, it's very important to penetrate. One side is wisdom, as we learned, like this. It's important. Sometimes you have a dream or you have a daytime, you can interact with the people. You may want to think These are, have a one side, the gross level of truth, vivid realness, everything is there, so we can perceive this and say this is a relative truth and a gross level. It's like that. And also, same time, this gross level feeling, everyone, not everyone same, but it's generally similar. But we are lacking of always penetrating to kind of subtle reality or ultimate reality. People, especially in those moments of anger or emotional turbulence, they don't really reflect on any kind of ultimate level of truth. So we trapped in a relative, all in relative. So these teachings are very important. Any situation, circumstances, any you are dying or you are living or you are happy or you are sad, any situation, even you have a negative dream, nightmare, you wanted to not look at too seriously those things, information that you perceive. If you're too serious, you may harm by those information, harm those information able to, even kind of the nightmare can give you negative, kind of a blue day. But if you kind of, transcend your mind and go a little beyond, and then these are able, those, you are out of those boxes, you also can be, Lord, or master your own mind, able to kind of become more ability, capability. You have more flexibility, and you have a more aspect of a wisdom to seize those difficult circumstances. That is also raises your own kind of concept, prison, structured person, prison. So they said, no mind, no pain, no suffering. Similarly, we should kind of, relative experience always there. You need, no need to train to perceive those. But the ultimate level of, feeling and these empty nature, these have to be trained, and then through meditation, you're improving and going to kind of reduce all negative consequences and the suffering. Okay. And thank you very much.